Good morning. Good morning and welcome to World Communion Sunday, Burns Memorial United Methodist Church and our sister congregations. It's great to have you all here. We had a gremlin in our sound system. I don't know if anybody knew this. There was a fairly significant baseball game last night. Was anybody aware of that? A few of you were? Okay. And there was... I'm not sure who won, but you saw the power outage in that game. We had equally weird things happen to our sound system, so Mike Summerall has rigged us new microphones, and we will forge ahead. I want to call your attention to several things within and without your bulletin. You all hopefully have the calendar inside the bulletin, and I'd ask you to take a look at that. I do want to pull forward a few items. One, as we are here today celebrating World Communion Sunday, think about there are some of our congregation who are not here today because they're at the Race for the Cure downtown. And I don't know about you, but in my life, many people have been affected by breast cancer, including my mother. And I hope you will think about the people who are running and racing for the cure, and also the people for whom they run. It's a devastating disease, and we need to consider what we can do to alleviate that. Also, as you're well aware, because Kathy Moton is here and does such a terrific job, next Sunday is the crop walk for hunger. And Kathy will be around all throughout today, very eager to accept your monetary donations for our crop walk. There are competitions among the walkers to see who can raise the most money. You are probably aware that last year, Kathy and her crew led us to the largest amount of monetary donations of any of the other churches. So we have the stinky sneaker? No, it's not the Dirty Sneaker Award. That's right. My sneakers are stinky. This one's dirty. That's a good thing to do. Anyway, please do, if you can, join us to walk next Sunday. And we will be walking for those who walk for their livelihood, for their life. And if you can make a monetary donation, that's even much appreciated as well. The baby shower, the Meet the Baby shower for DeJuan Fox Mitchell will take place after the meal, about 12:30, in the parlor. So if you're looking to see that young child, that'll be a big event. Please look at the calendar. A couple things to call your attention to. Staff Parish Relations Committee is meeting this Tuesday at 7. If you are on the SPRC, we hope for your participation. All meetings, including that one, is open to anybody who's interested. The leadership planning meeting will take place Thursday, October 11th at 6. This is the group that's looking at goals for next year and the way that we can lead this church through God's direction into the future. And that's open to anybody. And then the class on the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark will take place that same Thursday at 7 o'clock. These things are not in your bulletin, but I want you to think about your calendar, and we will have them in the bulletin next week. Some upcoming events. On Saturday, October 20th, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, there will be a church-wide cleanup day. Now, that cleanup day is sponsored by the United Methodist Men, but you don't need to be male to show up to help clean. You don't even need to be United Methodist. If you want to help us clean the grounds and the church, and I hope that's everybody, Saturday, October 20th at 8 o'clock. The next Saturday is our clothing giveaway. Saturday, October 27th. So as you're changing your garments from summer to fall to winter, figure out that there's probably some things you don't need that you can donate to our clothing giveaway. Kids' clothes go quickly, so do coats. So think about that. If you're like Ken Burvey, the man of many coats, you can donate one to the clothing giveaway. That would be a big help. And that same Saturday, the 27th, in the evening, we're going to have a Halloween party. It's actually the Saturday before Halloween, but we're talking about a fundraiser for the for the Nothing But Nets campaign, for the youth group. It is widely reported that Jim Barry will be bobbing for apples that evening. And that is a cultural experience you don't want to miss. And lots of fun. I'm looking for... We're also talking about a pumpkin pie contest for the best pumpkin pie, so it should be a lot of fun. So please save October 27th. You know, how many people know, are you confident that you know what World Communion Sunday is about? By a show of hands. Well, look at the table here. That's what it's about. We are celebrating today how people of many cultures, many languages throughout the world are all Christians, and we all come together to share in the Lord's table. That is why at Burns Church, all three of our congregations come together today to celebrate in song and in word, and then in deed, the Holy Communion. It also is a day that we will be raising money for very important things, and if you look at the back of your bulletin, you'll see a short explanation. I'm not going to read that to you except to point out that of the monies that we raise today, when you put your money in the baskets as we come up to communion, if you designate the money for World Communion Sunday, that will go toward our donation. It's also an opportunity if you choose to donate to the individual congregation. If there's no marking on the money or on the envelope or on your check, we will assume that's going to World Communion Sunday. And the net result of that money is that 50% of that offering will provide crusade scholarships for international and U.S. racial and ethnic minority graduate students. So this is a way to support people in furthering education. 35% of the money that we raise will support ethnic scholarships for undergraduate students, and the final 15% provide ethnic in-service training program scholarships, and these are monies for racial and ethnic minority persons seeking second careers in church-related vocations. So people who are trying to become pastors or to become chaplains, those monies will support those folks. So please do give generously. There won't be a specific time that I ask for your money during the service, but I hope you will consider that and open yourself to God's Spirit to allow you to donate generously. This time of year is especially beautiful. The aspen trees are changing at elevation. The bushes and cottonwoods are changing down here. On any given morning, you can wake up, probably tomorrow as well, and look up to see the snow on the high peaks. This really is the day that the Lord has made, and it may have a purple sheen to it today.